This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different topics of interest around the Umpqua Valley. Summertime and a lot going on in the agriculture community. Logan Bennett and Alicia Christensen from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So I guess, Alicia, we'll start with you. And I'm trying to remember, you've been on here before, right?
I have, yes.
Okay. So kind of explain what your role is all about.
So I'm the Forestry and Natural Resources Agent covering Douglas County, which means that I get to do outreach and education for people that own woodland properties, people that work in the forestry industry, the general public, youth, basically anybody that is interested in forestry and natural resources. You can come to me and I might be able to help you with your questions.
So how long have you done that?
I've been here 8 years.
And what was your background that kind of led to doing this?
I worked in the woods as a forester for a few years, and while I loved being out remote with my dog, out in the woods every day, I really craved being able to work with people and have the opportunity to connect and actually help them and see my impact on their lives. And I heard about Extension and figured out that was great for me and went on a path to land a job doing exactly what I'm doing, and it worked out. I feel pretty lucky.
And you get to work with really pretty diverse group of people.
I really do. Yes. Yes. Everything from people that own woodland properties, and by woodland properties, it could be, you know, having a half an acre of native forest trees in your backyard to a couple thousand acres of trees. I get to work with people like that, people working in the forestry natural resources industry. I put on an educational event for all of our fifth grade youth in Douglas County each spring called the Douglas County School Forestry Tour. So a lot of different ways that I get to interact with our community.
Now, Logan Bennett, we've talked to frequently. Explain your role to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the Small Farms Master Gardener and Horticulture Program Coordinators here in Douglas County. So I work with folks ranging from having a backyard garden, interested in becoming a master gardener, all the way up to commercial vineyards and commercial blueberry production companies. So I get to work with folks that are based in agriculture all over the county. It's really fantastic.
Now, we've got a number of things to cover. You've got something about crop development coming up. Tell us about that.
Oh, I was just going to give you an update on where we're at. I was in a couple vineyards last week, and it looks like we're just about at veraison. And for folks that don't know, veraison is when grapes turn color. So red wine grapes don't start out red. They actually start out a white coloration. And then when they turn, we're starting to look towards the middle, towards the end of the season.
And as you've talked to wine growers so far, how are they feeling about how things have gone so far this season?
So far, we're looking okay. Crop development's looking pretty good. We're all paying attention to what's going on outside, though.
Right. And there's the concern always with smoke. It hasn't been too bad.
Right.
But one of the things about this is you get closer to harvest, and then you're really hoping for certain weather conditions, and you're really hoping that you don't have others.
Right. Yeah, we want to harvest before it freezes and before it starts to rain too much, and that kind of thing for sure.
So your Master Gardeners program, you are recruiting for the next set. Does that start this fall then?
Yeah, we're really excited. So the Master Gardener program will start the first Tuesday in September, which I believe this year is September 5th. And we're doing a 10-week program once a week on Tuesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. And we've got a lot of cool classes coming up this year, some new stuff. I'm pretty excited about it.
And do you have like a maximum number of people you can have in that?
Yeah, seating is limited. We only do 30 students a year. So, and we already have quite a few. I think we're up to 22. So there's only a few spots left. If you're interested, reach out to the Extension office as soon as possible.
Now, one of the things Master Gardeners have is the Discovery Garden out by River Forks Park. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So the Discovery Garden is this just wonderfully beautiful place. It's part of the Agricultural Learning Center, which is out on River Forks Park Road. That's 238 River Forks Park Road. and we have this large garden, several acres, that showcases all these different kinds of growing styles. So if you're looking for a great place to walk your dog, or if you're interested in starting a new garden, this is a place to go. We have a Japanese garden, easy access, meaning how can you garden if you don't have the normal range of skills to garden. We have examples on like rock gardening, so if you don't have a lot of soil in your backyard. And then we also have these great, pretty large greenhouses where we do all the propagation of plants for the plant sale every year. And there's some cool research plots on forage and production for that kind of stuff out there too.
So a lot going on there.
Yeah, that's also where we do our Pavilion Series classes.
You know, yesterday morning I walked out to River Forks Park and they had the sprinklers going. It was about 10 o'clock or something. And it seemed very, I didn't have time to stop, but it seemed very busy there. I mean, you've just got a lot of different things on how much property?
I believe, I can't tell you exactly. I think it's around 13 acres out there. But yeah, we have a lot of projects going on. We have around 230 master gardeners, and we have a really involved program here. So we got a lot of projects. I don't know where you got to walk, but behind the greenhouses on the west side, there's also a large kind of compost research activity happening. So we're looking at how to optimize compost and what to use in that program. And then that stuff gets used to create the plant starts that go to the plant sale too.
All right, very good. One of your more interesting, well, maybe unusual is a better word, class topics is hog butchering.
Yep. So, like I said, I wear a lot of hats and extension, and this one's a pretty fun one. We've got two hog butchering classes coming up this year, and one of the reasons we're doing this is we're kind of addressing the issue of how hard it is to get your hog butchered, especially if you're just keeping it for yourself. The lockers fill up pretty quickly. So if you're doing home butchering to keep the meat for yourself, this might be something that's really beneficial for you. We're going to be doing two hog butchering classes this year. One's going to be for the general public, and then one's actually going to be for 4-H students. So if you're in 4-H and interested in learning how to butcher a hog, you'll want to check out the extension website. And then what's really cool about this particular program is that the hog that we're going to learn how to butcher on is actually coming from a 4-H project. So it's kind of a full circle thing.
And the rules on that are different in terms of whether you're keeping the meat or if you're wanting to sell it or give it away or something, right?
Right. So normally what I work with is farm direct marketing, where we're talking about selling products like jams, jellies, produce, honey, that kind of stuff. Meat falls into its own separate category. So you can't just send a hog to butcher and then get it back and sell the meat. There's different rules around that. It has to go through a USDA inspected facility, and there's a few other things around that, which we can talk about at that particular class. But this isn't a class on how to sell meat particularly. It's more how to make the cuts.
So, Alicia, let's jump over to you. Talk about this Tree School Umpqua that's coming up.
Yes, so Tree School Umpqua is really exciting. This is an event that travels around the state. It's in various locations throughout the year. However, it's not here in our area every year. Typically, I hold it about every 2 years. It's actually been 5 since I held it the last time. So super exciting that we are finally offering it. What it is it's a one-day mini college, and don't be scared of the word mini college. All that means is that this is a time where we're offering 24 classes in one day on forestry and natural resources topics. And these classes are taught by experts and professionals from all over the state, many of them local to our area in Southern Oregon as well. And participants get to attend up to 4 classes of their choice. Classes are 90 minutes long, and anybody can come. This is geared towards anybody interested in learning about forestry. So if you own family forest land, if you work in the industry as a manager or a forester or a logger or an arborist, teachers might be interested in coming, people that are interested in wildlife. We have many wildlife classes. And in general, like I said, just anybody interested in learning more about our region's forests, this is a great opportunity to get some really great education.
And would this even be applicable to maybe some people just in the general public that have some interest?
Yes, certainly. Anybody that is just generally interested in learning about trees and natural resources topics. We have so many different things. So we have topics on forest pollinators, on managing forests in climate change, on creating wildlife habitat. We have a class on how to design and build trails. So all sorts of different things. We have fungal ecology. We have a class teaching you how to forage out in the forest. That certainly is applicable to anybody who likes to be out in the woods. It's always fun to find berries and mushrooms and things, and this will teach you what to look for. So quite a large suite of offering of classes that we have.
And how do people get signed up?
You can visit our extension website to sign up and just search Tree School Umpqua. You can stop by the extension office at 1134 Southeast Douglas Avenue in Roseburg, or you can give us a call. Give the Douglas County Extension Office a call. Any of those ways you can sign up. We are just started registration last week on August 1st, and our early registration period where you get a discount is through the whole month of August. So if you sign up in August, you pay one fee, you pay $70. If you sign up from September 1st to September 13th, the rate increases to $90. So definitely, if you're interested, sign up in August. Also, classes are going pretty quick. I can think of a couple that have probably filled about halfway already, and we're not even a week into registration. So Sign up quick.
All right. We're going to take a break. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow, we're going to do a preview, kind of, for the Douglas County Fair. Not so much the individual events, but we're going to talk with County Commissioner Tom Kress about sort of the history of the Douglas County Fair, some of the interesting topics that the county unrolled in a press release the other day. We're going to just sort of talk our way through it. Some pretty fascinating things over the years with the Douglas County Fair. So Commissioner Tom Kress will do that tomorrow. We're talking ag in Douglas County today. Alicia Christensen and Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service in here now. Alicia, you were just talking about Tree School Umpqua. And you mentioned that you'd not done it. So this is one of those things that got pandemicked out for a while, didn't it?
It sure was. Yes, we were supposed to do it, I believe, 2021. And we all know what our status was like at that point. And so it took us a couple years to get to the point where we could offer it again. So I'm switching it up too. Normally we would offer it in the spring. But I felt like since everything has changed at this point, let's try a fall offering of it. And so far people seem to be signing up. So we might be sticking with a fall offering of Tree School every 2 years.
All right. Well, very good. Logan, some of the other things you've got coming up. One is about succulent care and production.
Yeah. So earlier we were talking about the Discovery Garden. I mentioned that's where we have our pavilion series. So in August, our pavilion series is going to be on succulents with Ann Severson. And those are always fun classes. We grow so many different kinds of succulents out there, whether you like, your normal hen and chicks or something really kind of crazy or out there. We're going to be covering probably 20 to 50 different species and how to take care of them, grow them, propagate. Are these an indoor species or outdoor species? And we'll cover the most burning question of all, how much should you actually water them? Because they do differ.
Yeah, and the succulent that I had, I think I was given that about a year ago, and I made it 8 months, and then it unceremoniously is no longer with us.
Yep, that can happen. I got my brother an aloe when he graduated from college. I thought, this is the easiest plant to take care of. Just don't water it. and he managed to water it to death. So that's one of those things where it's like we learn, you know, which of these do need water, which don't, and how often should you. And we've got a couple cool tricks. So we'll show them how, we'll show our participants how to do that. That's a free class. It's going to be the third Thursday in August, which in this case is going to be the 15th, from 10 to noon. It should be fun.
And I think that overwatering is what did mine in because I resisted watering it. But another member of our staff, who shall remain nameless, would walk by periodically and water it when I wasn't looking because they were sure I was underwatering it.
Yep, that can happen too.
And so anyway, it's gone. Soil sampling in Elkton. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we've got a couple cool programs coming up. In Elkton on August 20th, I'll be working with the Umpqua Soil Water Conservation District to talk about how to take soil samples, when you should, and we'll look at sampling in different environments. So we're going to cover how to sample in a permanent cropping system. In this case, it'll be blueberries. In a vegetable production system, we'll be looking at a garden there, but it translates out to commercial. And in foraging systems. So if you have cattle, should you be sampling your forage plot? And if so, how do you do that? So the other cool thing about this is at the Elkton Community Education Center, but the Umpqua Soil Water Conservation District also offers free soil sample processing for their district range. So if you live in the Umpqua Soil Water Conservation District, you can have your soil samples done for free, and then the results can be interpreted also for free, either through them or through me.
How does the soil differ in the Elkton area?
Oh, yeah, good question. So Douglas County is really unique in our soil profiles. We range quite a bit. We have serpentine soils, which are very different than anything else that we work with around here, all the way up to these really great wine soils like Jory's. They're heavy in clay. You think that classic kind of red soil. And then we have some really great, what are called mollisols. That's the dorky way to say it. That's the way I say it. But great farming soils around here, too. So Elkton's a little bit higher elevation than us, and they tend to have a little bit different soils. They don't have as many riverbed soils as we do. It also makes it a great AVA. So if you go up there, there's a lot of good wine growers, and there are down here, too. But that terrain difference changes the soil type.
Yeah, and your weather, you're getting more of the coastal vibe.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So Elkton doesn't get as hot as we do, and they have a little bit more rain than we do, which does change things over time. And because of that elevation and because of that weather difference, they tend to have some clayier soils up there, and they also have some more of that high terrain soil too.
So Alicia, tell us about your Forestry Natural Resources program.
So we offer a lot of different programming for small woodland owners, the general public, and aside from tree school that we're offering on September 28th, by the way, I don't know if I actually said the date, Saturday, September 28th at Umpqua Community College, but we offer a lot of different classes and anything from, you know, selling logs to wildlife management to wreath making using non-timber forest products that you may have collected off of your woodland. We do all sorts of different really interesting classes. And another thing that we offer too are publications. So part of my job is that I get to work on writing publications that are relevant and useful for people to use in their everyday lives. And so, for example, right now I'm working on a publication covering the tree madrone and talking about everything madrone. That actually came out of a workshop on madrone that I did last fall. So we get to work with a lot of different people doing a lot of different classes and things, and it's really fun. Whatever I hear from the community in terms of what their needs are for forestry natural resources, I will respond to. So if you have an idea or a pressing need, please get in touch because I'll listen and try to incorporate that into my programming.
And is this primarily for adults?
Primarily for adults, yes. Certainly we've had some maybe high school age youth attend with their parents, but it is primarily adult education. I mentioned earlier that I do one large youth event, the Douglas County School Forestry Tour, which we partner with over 50 individuals in the county to teach over the course of 3 days all fifth grade youth in Douglas County. This is a free event. It's held at the Glide Education Forest, and we cover 7 different forestry topics in the woods with professionals for these students throughout the day. Probably the highlight of the day for the students, if you were to ask them, they get to use a real crosscut saw and work with a partner to cut off a cookie off of a log. So there's some fun games there for the kids that attend as well.
And before we go, Logan, you've got an immersion class in Roseburg coming up.
Yeah, so I just mentioned I was working with the Umpqua Soil Water Conservation District for the soil sampling class. I'll be working with the Douglas Soil Water Conservation District to talk about erosion. So primarily we'll be looking at erosion on riverbanks and on wet areas on your property, but I'll also be talking about how to prevent erosion from cropping year after year, because that can be a really big issue. You can lose a lot of topsoil if you're not working to prevent that loss. And as we know, the more topsoil you lose, the less fertile your ground is. So really, we're talking about the future of that ag land and how to keep that a productive space.
All right. And if people want to find out more about any of the things we've talked about, what's the best way to get connected?
I think the best way to get connected is check out our website. So the Douglas County Extension Services website has all of our events listed in our events tab. It'll show you information on those, how much they cost or if they're free, and where they're going to be held and when.
All right, Logan Bennett, Alicia Christensen from the Oregon State University Extension Service, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.